Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Samech, Se'if Aleph, and Se'if Beis. Simen Kuf Samech, Ezo Mayim Kesherim Ve'ezo Psulim L'Netila. Which water is fit and which is unfit for Netila Sidayim. So here we're going to focus on the water. Se'if Aleph, Mayim Sh'nishtanu Mar'ehen. Water whose appearance has been altered. Bein Machmas Atzmon, whether it happened on its own, bein machmas davish nafla socha, or if it happened because somebody fell into it, bein machmas akomam, or because of the location of the water, psulim. The water that changes its appearance is not fit for netilas yadayim, regardless of what caused it. Mr. Brewer, sifkan aleph, shenishtana mar ehin. Its appearance changed. V'alfin zeh mimayim shel kiyor. This is all derived from the water in the kiyor, which was used by the Kohanim to wash their hands in the Mikdash, to psulim b'shinui mara. If it changed appearance, that water would be unfit as well. And from there we learn to netilas yadayim. Sifkatan beis machmas atzmon. Whether it changed on its own. Kigon, for instance. Sha'amad b'klizman rav et shenasa yarog aydei ha'avir hacham. It sat in a container for a long time, and it turns green because of the warm air. The mechaber heretic zeh milashon hatur. The mechaber is quoting the language of the tur. Avol berambam lo niska lifso el benishtana machmas davar acher. Whereas in the Rambam, he only mentions that the water is invalid if it changed because of something else. V'chein hochichu ha'achronim, and the achronim prove that as well. V'eskimu l'dinah, they agree l'halacha. The mutter benishtanu machmas atzmon. That if the water changed because of itself, then it would be acceptable for Netilas Yadayim, not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Shahar Tzion, Ois Aleph, writes that if the water stood b'mokam u'posh, actually dezen eskakul hamayim v'neshtanam arison, a mokam u'posh is usually refers to a moldy or filthy place, and the water changed colors. Efshtav b'chal neshtanu machas mekoman, so maybe that's not called on its own, but because of the location, it's a makom upush, and therefore the water would be unfit because of the location caused it to change colors. Sifkan gimel, machmas davish nafal. If it changed colors because of something that fell into it, kigon, for instance, diyo, ink, ushar mine sa'amonim utzvon, or other colorings, dyes, and the like. Va'afshlo nimuach guf hatsev esochan, even if the actual dye, the whether it's a powder or a piece of mineral, whatever it is, did not melt into the water. But because it's steeping in the water, it's soaking there, it changed colors. Or if the water changed colors because of smoke or anything else. It's only kosher if it changed on its own. But if there's something that went in there and changed the colors, it's no good. Achen, however, if the water color changes because you mix in dirt or sand, that's not called a change in appearance. As we were learning siftes, it's very common for there to be particles of sand or dirt mixed with the water. And we know that in the end, when you let it sit, it'll clear and it'll settle. Basically, the dirt particles will settle and the water will be clear. So it's not because you mixed into it particles that will eventually settle. It's because you mixed into it dyes and colorings that change the water itself. It may change color because of its location. Whether it changed when it was sitting in the ground, or afterwards when it was drawn in a vessel, like a pail, and it changed colors because of the pail. You should know, when we say that water is unfit for netilas yadayim by any change in color, that's when you're doing netilas yadayim, you're pouring the water on the hands. But if a person were to immerse his hands into 40 saw, we don't say that the water is unfit by any change in appearance. Ukmoba tefillah saguf, no different than immersing the body. Deinu nifsal hamikvah machba shinui mara. The mikveh isn't possible by a change of appearance. Unless the dye or ink falls in and melts into it, or mashka or a liquid could go in yayin adam like red wine, something similar, shara may pierce other fruit juices, this is all clarified in Yerodea Simon Reshalf. Ubemayon, and as far as a spring is concerned, ain't apostle Shinimar klal. There's absolutely no halachas of Shinimar in a spring, as is clarified in Yerodea. Sifkon hei psulin. So if the water changed appearance, it's possible. And if it goes back to its natural appearance, kasherim. It goes back to being fit for netilas yadayim. The notes on the side point out that the Chazanish felt that if it became unfit through change of appearance, then it does not become fit again even if it returns to the normal appearance. He disagrees with this halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. Se'if Beis, Asa b'mayim melacha. If you did some form of melacha with this water was used for something first. Osheshor b'hem pita, or perhaps he soaked his bread in the water. Even if you had in mind to put it into one container of water and fell into another, psulin, the container with the bread in it is possible. And if you had wine and you wanted to cool it, so you put it into some cold water to cool the wine, psulin. That means you used the water already and the water is unfit. If you use the water to wash dishes, psulin. You cannot use that water for tefillas yadayim. V'im hayu kelim mudachim o chadashim. But if the dishes were already clean or brand new and they go into the water, kasher, that water is still fit for tefillas yadayim. V'im hidbul behem hanachtam hagluskin. If the baker dips his rolls into the water, perish kikaros lechem, he has these loaves of bread, and he dips them in the water, psulim, the water is unfit. But if the baker dips his hands in the water, and then he bastes the loaves with that water, or he scoops up the water in his palm, the rest of the water is not considered as if he did anything with the rest of the water. So the rest of the water is fine, as long as they don't change appearance. The Ramah concludes with Huadin, Mayim Shahanachtu Midiach Adov Behem Min Habatzik Adov Yadov. Similarly, the water that the baker uses to rinse his hands from any dough that's stuck on his hands, that water is still fit for Netilas Yadayim as long as it doesn't change appearance. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Vav, Melacha. If the water was used for Melacha, something was done with it, it's not fit for Netilas Yadayim. Because when a person uses water for a purpose he has in mind, when he's done with it, it's essentially discarded. Therefore, it's unfit for netilas yadayim. The concept is that once you've used this for something else, you typically pour it out. And therefore, that makes it unfit for netilas yadayim. But if you use it for some kind of malacha and it's not spilled out, for instance, the water that comes through the pipes and there's a meter that registers and counts how much water is coming through, we don't say, oh, nasibo malacha, because no one spills that water out. That's the water we use. It's only water that served a purpose and typically is discarded, so that water should not be used for netilas yadayim. Sifkan zayin, sheshor behem. So one of the things he may have done is to put bread into the water. The chash of zeh malacha, that's called malacha. V'nasa hamayim shoifkan. At that point, it's pour the water out. V'afilim shor ben achar she'enu b'al hamayim. It makes no difference who does it. Even if it's not the owner of the water who did it, the water is unfit. V'chein b'sha'ar malacha, the same is true with any other activity. Ein chilik bein hu atzmo l'acher, makes no difference if the owner does it or someone else. But if you look, Chiddush B'Kivei Eger is in doubt about these situations. Sifkon Chas Afilu Niskavin. even if he had a mind to put the bread into one container and it fell into another. He did have a mind to soak his bread in water. And therefore, we don't care which container it ends up in. But let's say he never had a mind to soak his bread in water. It just fell by itself. The water is fit. We don't treat it as wastewater. The same is true if a utensil fell into the water unintentionally, you didn't want to wash it, so yeah, it gets clean, but you didn't mean to clean it in the water, so that water is still fit for netiyas hadayim. If a garment or a towel fell into water and you take it out, the water isn't unfit. And again, he had no intent to wash the material in the water. The Kumar passed the same as bread. But if you squeeze out the material, you squeeze out the towel, and collect the water that's squeezed out, that's no good. That water cannot be used for netiyas hadayim. Sifkan test for imsine v'chulu. Let's say he has a bottle of wine and it's warm and he wants it cool. So he puts it into cold water to cool. That's considered malacha. It's considered malacha since through the water the wine cooled down. Well, let's say the wine was cold to begin with. And he puts the cold wine into cold water to keep it from getting warm. Kasher, that water was okay. Similarly, he puts into water live fish to keep them alive. That's not called malacha. The water doesn't do anything to it. The water just keeps the status quo. It watches over it. That's not called malacha. Even if a fish were to die in the water, that water is still fit for netila asidayim. Sifkan yud vim hediach, if he washed dishes with the water, midaver hadovik behen, he washed off something stuck to the vessel, okdeshi yistalak menarech, or maybe it has a bad smell, so he washed it to clean off and get rid of the smell. That's considered malacha. Sifkan yud alef kalim, v'adin hamediach ben yirakos, not only kalim, vegetables. If he washes vegetables in water, that water is not fit for netiyas hadayim. The mashma l'chayra, the implication is, if the vegetables were already cleaned and rinsed, then if you put it into water, the water is fine. It's not called malacha. The same we said with the bottle, the fish, or a cold bottle of wine, or do me the kalim. We have a kalim, the same halacha. If kalim were rinsed and new and put them into water, that's not called washing the kalim. But let's say you put the vegetables into the water to keep them from wilting. The Magen Avraham's opinion and some other achronim is then the water is pasul, it's called malacha. So why is that called malacha? It's called malacha because it's not just, he says in Shartzin, it's not just that it preserves the vegetable, but the water adds lachluchas peyirakos. It actually adds moisture to the vegetable. And that's why they hold this pasul. Because it's not just preserving it, but it's actually invigorating it and giving moisture into the vegetables, and therefore it's called malach and pasul. V'yesh mekilim b'diavit, others are lenient b'diavit. Imhem lachem nekiyim me'afurus, as long as it was moist to begin with, and free of any dirt particles, unesanim rak sheyamdu lachluchas shebehen, and you put it in the water to preserve the moisture. V'im yizdam lo achach ma'im, if he gets water later on, nachem lito shenis, it's proper to wash again, ubli brach lada bracha, he should wash again to be yoyis the shita smogon avram and those who hold like him, but not to make a bracha because it is a machlekes. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Beis Psulim. So if he rinsed kalim in the water is pasul. V'adin shar malachas, again, it's not limited to these examples. Any malacha kagon shenasim kalim shenisbak u'mosacham kish yiskavtsu. Let's say he has kalim that have expanded or cracked because of the heat, and he wants to put them into cold water to have them come back to shape, to get smaller, to shrink. Oh, she modad ben midas, you use the water to make measurements. You may have the water in a graduated cylinder. there are markings to know the volume. There are marks or grooves to mark off 1 liter, 2 liter. So then when you put something in there to determine its size, through water displacement, you're going to figure out its volume. So you measured something in the water. That's all called malacha, and the word is pasul. If you put into water something that is scented, you want the water to smell nice. The Shloah writes, then the water is unfit. But the Achronim agree, there is nothing wrong with it. Scenting the water is not doing malacha, and it makes the water better. And therefore, that would be okay. Sifkan Yud Gimel, Ochadashim. If you have kelim that were washed or new, and you put them in the water is fine. But if there was some kind of dust on the new kelim, something remaining from its when you manufactured it that has to be rinsed out, then there's a need to rinse it before you use it, and if you put it in the water, psulim, that will make the water unfit. Let's say you have a container with a hole, and you want to see how bad it is. So you fill it with water. So you're testing with water. Will the water flow out or not? Yesh lo dun. We can question this and judge. Maybe that's not called malacha. The fact of the matter is, the water is not doing anything. It's just letting us know how big the hole is. So writes Bechiva Eger in his Kedusha. However, he concludes that Sarach in Ladin Lalocha, it still needs further analysis. The Chidon Bechayosef calls to Beis David to be strict in such a case that the water would be considered possible because that's also called Dug Malacha. Sifkan Yidalt, in Tavachulu, if a baker would dip his hands in the water to baste a roll, that water is still fit. The Tfilas Yadayim L'chud Lohavim Malacha, dipping his hands in the water by itself is not called Malacha. And the water does not become unfit because or not nice because you put his hands in. We don't treat it like wastewater. Even if he had not washed his hands, it does not make the water tamei by contact. As we learn later in Sefirah. Sifkantes of Hagluskin, these are rolls, mine ugos, types of cakes. After they are shaped, it's typical to smear water on them. Sometimes we dip them in water. Sometimes they'll dip his hand in and wipe it. We have brushes to do that, but in those days they didn't have the brush. They put a hand in and rubbed his hand on it. Or he cupped water in his palm. This and not even, you don't have to say the second. That once one is mutter, for sure the other is mutter. The rest of the water in the kli, nothing happened to that water. Hanesharim, the kli remains in the kli, was not used for malacha. Aval elusha b'chafnav, but the water that he scooped out in his palm, imtach pen b'nei agluska, once he puts it over the roll, hainas and malacha, that did have malacha. So any water that remains from his basting can't be collected from the Tilas Yadayim. That was used for malacha. Sifkaton Yudches, Shehanachto Mediach. The Ramah concludes that water that the baker uses to rinse his hands from any dough that remains stuck on his fingers is not a problem for Tilas Yadayim. The Stam Yadayim Ha'ois can be eaten a kiyim. Typically, his hands are clean when he works with dough. Ve'im Bim Lichoch, so there's no dirt. So it's like rinsed kelim, we said, is okay. So his hands in the water are not considered doing malach with the water. And as far as the dough pieces on his hands, we have to say it's not called malacha. Maybe because he really can take them off without rinsing. This is not the only way to get the dough off his hands. But the Taz disagrees with this halacha. And he proves that Rambam severely, that the Rambam holds, the Chashiv Zos Malacha Gemur, this is called Malacha. He takes issue with the Rambam's Halacha and says that for the baker to rinse his doughy hands is Malacha. The Medea Chadav and Abatzik, he's rinsing the dough off his hands. V'chein Pasik Rashal, and the Rashal agrees. V'chein Hiskim Shachrom, and the other Chorm as well. So, L'halach L'maisa, we're not going to use the water like the Ramah says, because the Taz and the Marshal and the Menachronim agree that that is called Malacha, to rinse the dough off the baker's hands.